Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at denverfan.com. Presented by Siltahar Motors. The car buying experience is as easy as call, click, or come in at Siltahar Motors. Get upfront trade value with one call. Research and compare vehicles at sthmotors.com. Or come in and ask for Greg Larson and get $500 off any purchase. Siltahar Motors. Easy to find and conveniently located right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
KKFN and KKFN HD1, Longmont, Denver. Live from the Superbook.com studios. Let's ride, Denver. At DenverFan.com and Denver Sports Station. 104.3 The Fan.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Welcome to Four Down Territory. As Stink and Mike take a look at the four biggest stories in Denver sports. Here's Schlereth and Evans kicking it off with First Down.
Jenny going to sneak it off the left side. Touchdown! San Francisco!
49er Radio, why are the 49ers more dangerous with Jimmy Garoppolo than they are Trey Lance? Because this is the backup.
Yeah.
This is the guy they tried to get rid of.
Because their passing game is, it opens up whatever they lose in the quarterback runs, the design runs. And, you know, ultimately, Mike, and I had this conversation with Kyle, too. Like, how many design runs do you, can you, because I don't, like, design runs, like, the number, because we're running all this RPO stuff. So there are times when he'll pull it and run it. There are times when he won't pull it and run it. You know, so, like, are they designed? You know, the quarterback power, which was, Kyle said, is the best play he runs. That one's a call and run it play. Essentially, the play he hurt his ankle on. But the bottom line is, whatever you lose in that portion of your running game, and they still have the most advanced running game in football, you make up tenfold with his ability to understand and operate every ounce of their passing game, which Trey Lance didn't have at his disposal. So they're just a better team with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Next and four down.
Second down.
Well, I think it was important. Both sides, Nate. We wanted him. I mean, he's an avalanche. He's been an avalanche for the last 9 years, 10 years. And he's going to remain an avalanche throughout his career. And I think that's important. It shows a lot of loyalty. I know Nathan wanted to get this done. We wanted to get it done. And he's a franchise player. And we're really excited that he'll remain here in Colorado for the rest of his career.
Joe Sakic. And the Avs front office just continue to hit home runs.
Yeah.
And big one yesterday. This was Judgian. As they get Nathan MacKinnon done, an 8-year, $100.8 million extension that will make him the highest paid player in the NHL for now. And it ties him to the Avalanche for the next 9 years. 9 years. So we had this conversation when we were talking about the wisdom of re-signing Nazem Kadri, that, hey, at the end of the deal, do you run the risk that the deal won't age well? Do you have any concerns about that when it comes to MacKinnon?
No, I mean, it 9 years from now, you know, barring major injury, will he still be a productive player the way he is? Will he slow down a little bit? Yeah. But will he still have all the skill set? Absolutely. So let's say, because what is he, 26 or something like that?
27.
27? So let's say for the next 5 years, Mike, you get him in his prime, what he's doing right now for the next 5 years, and then it starts to wane a little bit. It's worth every penny.
See, a great comparison for me is Alex Ovechkin. This is somebody who has aged gracefully. As maybe he's lost a little bit of his wheels, a little bit of his speed, doesn't matter. He has such a heavy shot. He has so much high hockey IQ. And whatever Nathan MacKinnon may lose in some of his skating speed, I can still see him well into his 30s, lined up on that left side, taking one-timers with that heavy shot of his, and still blowing it past goalies. Joe Sakic had his shot with him right up until the end. I have no doubt MacKinnon will have his and still be very productive well into his 30s.
I agree.
Next and four down.
Third down.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The great Mark Schlereth.
Hey, let's give it up for our man Stink. as he is one of 129 modern era nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2023. You've been on this list before.
Mm-hmm.
You've been off it for the last couple of years, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And now you're back on it. You made the cut.
Clearly you paid somebody off. Right.
But yeah, because
you know how important it is to me, right?
Oh, come on. There's got to be part of you that's... Come on, just be honest. Just between you and I. You're kind of pretty proud of this, aren't you?
No.
Come on!
This is so exciting.
What?
You made the first cut for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Right.
And you're just going to give me the whoop-de-doo, Basil, response? That's it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Whoop-de-doo!
You know what? To get into the Hall of Fame, I have the same chance of getting into the Hall of Fame. The only way that I get in is side-by-side with you as we pay our ticket stubs to walk in.
Exactly. But I'm never going to make a list like this.
It's
99.9% of the people out there will never make a list like this.
99% of the players that play in the NFL won't make that list.
Right, right. Okay,
my
good.
My dream was to play quarterback in the NFL. Turns out I was fat and not athletic enough.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
You know what? I had to adjust my dream.
Right.
I got that one from the archives.
I don't know where you got that one.
Nicely done there, Fever.
Okay. Yeah.
So. By the way, you, along with 10 other former Broncos, and when I say former Broncos, that's stretching a little bit when you're putting Dre Bly, Simeon Rice, Seth Joyner, Wes Welker on this list, along with Neil Smith, DeMarcus Ware, Al Wilson, Mark, Rod Smith, Tom Nail, and Jason Elam, all making the list of 129 modern era nominees for the Class of 2023 Pro Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations to you, Stink. Next on the four down.
One, two, three.
Fourth down.
Six innings, three runs in Denver. A lot of times, W. Tonight it didn't happen.
That's the best. That was the best piece of sound from Bud Black all year long.
Tonight it didn't happen.
Tonight it didn't happen.
Like many other nights.
Like many other nights.
Stan Patton.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2022 Colorado Rockies.
And gosh, can you imagine?
They lost to the Giants last night, 6-3.
There is light.
No Chris Bryant.
There is light at the end of the tunnel, though, right? Aren't you just looking for...
I'm looking for signs. Whatever signs I can find.
Whatever the seat. Kyle? No, I'm like this. They're just looking for the end of the season.
Oh, they are, yeah.
They're just like, when is it again? It's September 21st.
1, 2, 3, Cancun.
Hey, by the way, September 21.
Yes, we need to acknowledge that. We will pay tribute to the Chiefs Kingdom.
Yeah.
Coming up. That'll do it for Four Down Territory. Up next, it is a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday as we assault I Told You So Island. Next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Chiefs fan, September darlings, this is for you.
I don't know if they're September darlings anymore, but you know what day it is. Do you remember? The 21st of September. Yeah. I love a little EWF.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Today is September 21st. It is a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday as we assault I Told You So Island. Give us your best ones. Here's one. Mark, if elected, you will make room on the island for Hall of Fame Bust Bluff. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Hall of Fame Bust Bluff. That's actually, hey, well.
See, he isn't wrong.
No, but I'm not getting elected. I'm not making it to the Hall of Fame. So he loses on a technicality.
Man, if you did make it to the Hall of Fame. And for those who just joined us, Mark, one of 129 finalists.
By the way, the guy you missed.
I missed somebody.
Not a Bronco.
I want to add him in a second here. But first of all, Mark, one of 129 modern era finalists for the Class of 2023. You know who else is on that list? Our very own Chad Brown.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Chad as well.
Chad Brown.
And I mean that with all sincerity. No matter how much we love to bust each other's onions around here, I think you two deserve huge congrats. What an honor. I don't care if it ends, if you guys don't make the next cut. I don't care. That is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it is cool. Right. You are correct. It's really awesome. It's great stuff. Can't wait.
You know, humble Mark doesn't suit you. You're trying very hard to be humble. It just comes across. Okay. It's just nobody out there buys that because we've been like everyone.
Really don't care.
Everyone's been listening to you for 6 years plus. They know you well enough to know now.
You know,
that humble Mark just falls flat.
You know the braggadocious side of me is like it's just contrived. The humility.
Oh, this is real?
Yeah, the humility.
This is
just
real, Mark.
Oozes out of my pores.
Sure.
It oozes out of my pores.
100%
right.
Authentic.
So, hey, listen, it is, and it, like you said, I always say this about playing the NFL. There's only 1,500 people in the world that are dumb enough and gifted enough to do it. Right? I mean, it takes a certain mentality to be able to do it, and then to be recognized as you know, to even get nominated as one of the best to do it, that's a freaking great honor. There's no question about it.
Oh, I like this. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Okay.
My eyes just lit up.
Yeah,
This is a good one.
Okay.
Guys, I got a kick out of listening to that September Darling song. The Chiefs window has closed. It's now all about the Bills in the AFC. Tell me why I'm wrong.
You're wrong because the Chiefs still have the best quarterback in the NFL.
Do they?
Yes.
Showtime.
Absolutely, 100%.
So if you the aliens have invaded, you got one football game to win.
Against the aliens? Mahomes.
Against the aliens. Mahomes
he is an alien. The Chiefs won. The Chiefs window has. Have the Chiefs won one recently?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great. And they've been to two recently?
Yes.
Okay. When was the last time? Have the Bills ever won one as a franchise?
No.
When was the last time they went to one? In the 90s?
Yes. You ended their dreams once. You personally.
So, I mean, give me a break. The window is closed? Come on. The Bills had him on the ropes with 13 seconds left,
Mark,
and they let him in.
Mark, you have to be able to you can't help but recognize that what happened to the Bills last year against the Chiefs in all likelihood is going to be the same catalytic event that you guys losing to Jacksonville ended up being and what you did after losing to Jacksonville, winning two straight Super Bowls, and started with that. And I think the Bills losing the way they did to the Chiefs is providing the same kind of boost.
I agree that the Bills have great momentum, but they ain't won. I mean, their resume when it comes to winning championships, it like a squirt of piss is worth more than.
Yeah, but the Broncos didn't have any resume either after the Jacksonville loss.
What do they have now?
They got a clear cut resume, but where did it start? After the Broncos had lost Super Bowls, they had been blown out in Super Bowls, they had been embarrassed in Super Bowls. They had
great,
the same kind of checkered Super Bowl, not even checkered, a failing Super Bowl history as the Bills did or have.
So now you're ready to anoint the Bills, D-Mac?
Now I'm awarding a win.
No, you cannot.
I'm awarding.
You cannot win. First off, the very first part of that negates the question.
What's that?
The championship window for the Chiefs is closed?
Yes, because they got to go through the Bills. It's not going to happen.
You cannot award it, D-Mac. I know you love Josh Allen. I know you love the Bills. You can't help yourself. But that is.
Oh, my God. It's like all the Bills fans around here, D-Mac and Zach. It's starting to become contagious.
Right, exactly.
You know, we're becoming Bills Mafia.
The very
here.
First statement.
Is there a table I can jump on?
And oh, by the way, I mean, who are the Bills? Well, I guess the Titans aren't playing well. Like,
The Titans.
Bills at Dolphins this week.
See that, there's a,
we learned more about the Dolphins than anything this week.
Right, but I think that for the Bills, this is their first real test. Because come on, Tannehill's still rattled from the playoff game against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
All right. We move on.
All right.
No points.
Okay. Fair enough. Still looking for that breakthrough.
You guys are getting on.
It's just like last time.
You're trying to break the.
It's just like last time. Right. You're pitching a shutout through the first half of the show,
and then you know you get in there and Riptide Beach just takes you right back out to the sea. You get in and just pulls your boat right back out.
What's trending? Fartgate.
Oh,
can't make this up. Fartgate coming up.
Loosen up those joints and muscles. It's time for your 7:45 stretch. Here's Schlereth and Evans with the biggest story in Denver sports.
All right. It's a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday as we all assault I Told You So Island. You come up with hot takes, send them in on the ramoslav.com text line 303-713-1043. Finish it off with Mark, tell me why I'm wrong. And then hopefully Mark has no choice but to admit you're right, which he hates to do.
By the way, this is when I start to lighten up.
Well, this is very reminiscent of the last time we did this about a month ago, in which we were 0 for the show up until about this point, the halfway point.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the text got good and we...
No, it wasn't.
I think we came in with like 4 or 5.
It wasn't the text got good. I understand who starts to listen about this time, and you know it's the sensitive types, you know, the type that wake up and want to be offended first off, that somebody has to shake them to wake them up, right? They've hit their snooze button 6 times and then mom comes down.
Oh geez.
Says you gotta wake up. Why? I don't have a job.
Oh,
you know, and I made you breakfast. Nice. You smack them around a little bit. Like, I can smack around the 6 a.m. listeners, and that's not a problem because they're making America run.
Oh, jeez.
Those people understand. These ones will.
This is not going to help.
Cry in their Cheerios, you know, and then they're going to have a bunch of salty. Well, wait a minute. They don't eat Cheerios. They're Fruit Loops or their Lucky Charms or whatever it is, their sugary cereal they're eating for breakfast. So, you know, I get a little bit softer this time of the show because I know. You know, I'm never listening to you again because you hurt my feelings. Damn. That's just kind of, there's a strategy to it, Mike.
Okay. Here is one. Mark, the Broncos will forever regret not hiring Kyle Shanahan when they had the chance. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh, so you're one of those people that has decided after 2 games that Nathaniel Hackett can't coach. And that's essentially what you're saying right now.
No, that's not how I hear it. I hear that, yeah, maybe Nathaniel Hackett can be a good coach, but you missed the chance to have a better one back when you had the chance in Kyle Shanahan, and you would have never gone through Vance Joseph. You never would have gone through Vic Fangio. You probably would have addressed the quarterback position differently. Yeah. I think there's a lot of merit to that. I don't know if they'll forever regret it, but you have to say they should regret it.
Well, here's the issue that you get into is that was Kyle Shanahan going to have kind of the authority and have the handpicked general manager to go along with him? No. Remember, it was Kyle Shanahan and his handpicked TV guy, John Lynch, to be the general manager. They went hand in hand together as a package. That wasn't ever going to happen here. So, like, that to me is, you know, you're comparing apples to oranges. Will they forever regret it? No, I don't think they'll forever regret it. They won't regret it if Hackett happens to be the right coach. They're not going to regret that. But it wasn't the same circumstance. So, again, you know, revisionist history-wise, it's what's going on in Seattle right now with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was horrible, right? Because why? X, Y, and Z, and you know, we're glad he's gone, and we're happy with, you know, like, just because they beat the Broncos and Russell Wilson week one, they're happy with their season right now. I mean, they'd be 1-7, you know, rolling into their bye week or whenever, I don't know when their bye week is, but they'll still be, they'll still be, well, at least we don't have that guy. And the Broncos could be 7-1. There's too much revisionist history there. Nope. I will not allow it. No. Absolutely not.
The flaw in that, tell me why I'm wrong, was forever regret.
Mm-hmm. Short-term regret, yeah.
Yeah, short-term, yeah.
But again,
as I sit here right now, do I regret that they didn't, that John Elway did not step aside? And
by the way, he was going into last week, he was 39-43. But now he's been to a Super Bowl, he's been to an NFC Championship, and that roster was awful when he took over. But was Kyle Shanahan going to get the roster? Was he going to get the authority over the roster and the partnership that he has in San Francisco when John Elway was the general manager here?
No.
So, it's just one of those things. And I know the meeting they had with York, the owner over there, they were like, hey, your team is really, really bad. I had the meeting with the owner. Said it was really hard to hear when they came in and said, your team is really bad and it's going to take us a couple of years to overhaul the whole roster. Like, it's bad. And so, you know, that being said, Mike, I mean, I just don't think you would have had that same authority here that you got in San Francisco. That's all I'm saying.
Peter in Minnesota texts in, Mark, George Payton is just as much at fault here for this disjointed product. Looking at the glaring holes on this roster, the lack of depth, the major positions that could have been addressed in the draft of free agency, and the hiring of Hackett, that's his guy. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong.
One, I think that first off, George Payton has recognized the depth issues on this roster, and he's done a good job of turning over the bottom of the roster, and he's also done a good job to me of signing guys early and having them like Courtland Sutton is going to become like he was phenomenal in that game, like the connection he and Russ has developed, he was phenomenal in that game against Houston, and I think that will continue to grow. And eventually, you're going to look at that contract that they signed that you were questioning and going, damn, what a great bargain that was. But you can't deny what he's done from a roster turnover standpoint and the people that he's gone out and gotten. DJ Jones is a phenomenal football player. Randy Gregory is a great football player. You go out and you get those guys. Now, the jury is out on the coaching staff and everything else. But to write off the coaching staff, they're a young coaching staff. Nobody's done their job before at this level. Just like being a young player, man, you're going to make mistakes. Trey Lance told me this. He goes, I haven't banked enough pictures yet. I haven't seen enough things yet. And as I bank pictures, then I get to know kind of what I like, what I don't like, what the pitfalls of this play are. He goes, I just don't write off plays because I throw an interception. I try to use that as this is the picture I have to bank. So now I know better. And
so Hackett needs to bank pictures?
Well, Hackett needs to understand. Yeah, he needs to bank pictures on what it's like to call plays and to manage a game at the same time.
Okay, I keep hearing this. So let me just, I need clarification. The last 3 years in Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
did Nathaniel Hackett call plays?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Matt LaFleur did, right?
I don't know. I mean,
I
assume that Matt LaFleur was calling plays.
Okay. So Nathaniel Hackett had input.
Mm-hmm.
We also learned on the Sunday night broadcast that Nathaniel Hackett made Aaron Rodgers laugh.
Right.
And that was
Nathaniel's Chuckle Hut.
And Aaron Rodgers liked it. And Aaron Rodgers got kind of a new lease on his career.
Right.
Great. But Nathaniel Hackett didn't call plays. He was the offensive coordinator, but he didn't call plays. Justin Outen's the offensive coordinator. He's not calling the plays.
Right. I understand that.
So what I'm saying is Nathaniel Hackett, this goes back to that perceived confidence / arrogance that he showed right before the first game,
mm-hmm.
where he's like, hey, come on. I'm not nervous.
Yeah.
This isn't my first rodeo.
Right.
Well, in many respects, it is. You haven't been doing this for Right. Now, and I'm hopeful that he'll find his groove.
Correct.
And it better happen this Sunday. But.
Well, I tell you
this
what.
This is a guy. Let's just remember, this is a guy who hasn't done this for quite a long time.
Yeah. Can you imagine, Mike, in all seriousness, if the Broncos lose this game and the offensive operation still looks unsolved, Bronco country is going to come unhinged. Unhinged.
Yep. Yep. To the point where, can you say with 100% certainty that Nathaniel Hackett's job would not be in danger? Is Nathan not immediately? I'm not talking about if they lose Sunday, he's on the hot seat.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying, would you be able to say with 100% conviction, oh no, don't worry, he'll be the coach here next year?
Yes, I would. I would.
You'd personally be able to say that?
I would personally be able to say that.
I wouldn't. No way. It's two big reasons. New ownership. They weren't here when
Big Pockets.
Big Pockets wasn't here when he was hired.
Mm-hmm.
And two, clock's ticking. You got Russell Wilson. Clock's ticking. And we all know Russell Wilson's not going to be blamed. If things don't go the way that we hope this season, and there's a lot of embarrassing losses, Russell Wilson's not going to be blamed, because you can't blame the guy that you just made such a massive commitment to with draft picks and financial and all that. He's not going to be blamed.
By replacing the coach after 1 year, that circumvents your decision-making process as a general manager.
Well, so then maybe George Payton's in on the hot seat as well.
I'm just saying,
new ownership changes everything.
They're not going to come in here. They're not coming in here. I mean, they admittedly, they're more on the business side than they are on the football operations side. So they're not going to come in here and Bigfoot people.
Your president has a football background.
I don't care. It's not going to come in and he's the president of business. He's not going to come in here and Bigfoot. What's his football background? He worked it.
Well, no, he played in college. Was an accomplished player at Princeton.
Okay. Princeton. Tigers. Yeah, let's pump our brakes on that.
Okay.
He's the business operations guy.
But you would have to acknowledge that if it continues to be a clown show,
there's going to be, this is a tough, I think, especially with this game, because I don't think the general population here in Denver realizes how good San Francisco is.
Yeah, this is,
we're at home, we should win this one.
No.
So, this is.
They better get their act together fast.
Really fast. Really fast. What's the president's name again?
Damani Leach.
Couldn't get in Idaho?
No.
So he had to go to Princeton?
Right. Princeton was his safety school because he couldn't get into Idaho.
Hey, Damani, don't be embarrassed. A lot of people can't get in there.
Or choose not to.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.